certain direction, you'd say the winds
blowing from that direction.
Mm-hmm. If a wind was halfway between south and west, you'd call it a
southwesterly wind.
Okay, halfway between south and east, you'd call it
southeasterly.
And halfway between east and north?
Northeasterly.
Okay. And halfway between west and north?
Northwesterly.
Okay. If it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few drops coming down, you would say it's a
sprinkle.
Okay. What do you call the heavy white mist that comes?
Fog.
It's a
fog.
Okay, and if you're in this, you'd say, boy, it sure is
foggy.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any different words for different kinds of rain? For instance, if it was from a real hard rain to a light rain?
Like a shower would be a light rain. Heavy rain would be a downpour or something, a little sprinkle or...
Mm-hmm. Okay, if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you have a...
Drought.
Yeah.
Okay, and if the wind has been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, you'd say it's doing what?
Coming up.
Okay. And if it's just the opposite, and the wind has been very strong, and it's getting weaker and weaker, you'd say it's doing what?
Going down.
Okay. And on a morning in the fall, if you find it's cold, but not really cold, you'd say, this morning it's rather...
chilly.
Okay. And when there's a white coating on the ground in the morning, you'd say you had a...
frost.
Mm-hmm. And it was so cold last night, the lake did what?
Froze.
Okay, if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might...
freeze.
And it had before I got out there.
Frozen.
Okay. And say, frozen your pipes, what happened to the pipes? The pipes?
Burst.
Okay. And what do you call the room in your house where the family lives?
Living room.
Okay. And speaking of rooms and their height, you'd say this room is about 9 feet
tall or high.
Okay, now I've gone through most of this now, and I want to see if there's anything about life in Nashville that you expected me maybe to ask about, or that I haven't mentioned, or anything about Nashville you can tell me about, if there's something I don't have.
I can't really think of anything.
Okay, well, do you have any attitudes about, or opinions about, standards of correctness of English? You know, like, do you speak one way maybe to your friends and then another way to somebody?
Yeah, I guess I kind of, it's a little looser or something when I'm not talking to, like, in a formal situation.
There's certain words that you would use, maybe around...
well, it's maybe not quite so correct or something like that.
All right.